Urbana 09 wraps up and 16,000 young people launch in 2010 with a mission. A ministry reflects on opportunities around the world in the coming year. And there's good news from India. We'll bring you the update. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. We begin today in the United States, where the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Urbana 09 has drawn to a close. MNN's Greg Yoder was in St. Louis.
That's right, Ruth. More than 16,000 young people filled the seats at the Edward Jones Dome at the America Center. Thousands of students made commitments to sharing the gospel both at home and abroad. We caught up with a few of them.
I wanted to learn more about business as mission and how I could apply it in my life, but I've also learned about how God wants me to give everything that I have to Him because it's already His.
I'm thinking of possibly serving abroad. I've got lots of new ideas and organizations to contact now.
I have a business management degree and a minor in Arabic, and I want to continue to learn language and culture so that I can eventually take a business overseas.
I want to start witnessing to the gay and lesbian community on my campus because I don't think that a lot of Christians are really making an effort to do that.
Unless the Lord closes the door, I'm going to spend 2 weeks in Israel this summer just preaching and reach out to my people.
The only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And I was like, I can do something.
As part of those commitments, hundreds of students will relocate to high crime, high poverty areas as a result of Urbana 09. MNN's Elisa Whiteman reports a new generation commits to being Christ to the poor.
Many students in Urbana's poverty tracks heard God's call this week to live with the poor. This type of service may cost students everything, but Poverty Track developer Scott Bessenecker says many are willing even to die to share Christ's love.
Calling students to die is a hard message to proclaim, but students are so ready to be called to something that's going to cost them everything.
Students were further encouraged by Urbana director Jim Tebby's example. Tebby announced that he'll be stepping down in order to serve in mission overseas. Pray for God to direct all of these new missionaries.
They're making some pretty critical, death-defying, risk-taking decisions.
It was an amazing Urbana, which included about 300 people coming to Christ. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Urbana 09.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Almost 200,000 Bibles and pieces of Christian literature reach pastors with limited resources through Christian Resources International in 2009. CRI's Fred Palmerton is thankful.
We are just so grateful for the ending year and all the ministry that we were able to accomplish and finding out that the needs didn't go away.
CRI will provide even more biblical resources in 2010. By early February, they plan to ship a great crate to a pastor in Nepal, a country that began allowing Christians to proclaim the gospel openly just 3 years ago.
Pastor Reuben Rye has just been busy doing exactly this. He does street ministry, evangelizing, he's starting churches, training pastors. We're just excited to be a part of that.
If you want to help resource these pastors in Nepal, go to our website. Next, we're bringing you an update on what's happening with an Audio Scripture Ministries distribution in India. Last month, we told you about the theft of 50 remaining digital players. Ideally, the team would like to have 1,000 players for the February distribution. ASM immediately sent 100 replacement units to their partner in Bangalore, but they're praying that more can be sent and soon. The team is lining up a distribution in North India and Northeast India, so pray, because coordination of this drop is especially challenging. And AMG International enters the new year with a bold initiative. They're preparing to reach into one of the most hostile places through a national movement that's supplying Bibles in Central Asia, 100,000 at a time. AMG is using the concept of newspaper evangelism, but they're switching to the internet to reach out to the young people there. The young people are frustrated and discouraged with the religious tyranny they experience, and they're longing for answers that Christ can provide. So pray that God moves many hearts. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Start the new year off right. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.